Welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium. It's KNTRSports.com, 980 AM, here in beautiful Lake Havasu City. We're going with the Fighting Knights and the Mojave Thunderbirds for the Golden Shovel.
Right.
At the half, it's 21-13 in favor of the Thunderbirds.
We got about
starting quarterback went down. Halo jumps in. He's doing a fine job. This game is not out of reach. Obviously, one touchdown. Going to need a two-point score for the extra point. And you wanted to talk about our upcoming schedule.
Yeah, a lot of people are listening on KNTRSports.com through the stream or, of course, at TuneIn. But you've got Arizona Diamondbacks baseball going on right now. D-backs up 6-1 over the Red Sox, which is kind of startling to me. But Diamondbacks have been playing great lately. Tomorrow on 980 AM, 94.3 in Havasu and Kingman, and 100.5 in Bullhead City. You've got, I was like, what was that noise? The PA announcer right next door sounded like he was having gastric issues. You've got, 12 noon is the pregame NCAA football. Oklahoma State at Oregon. Yeah, that's a good matchup.
I'm just hoping he eats a lot of fiber.
He was saying, here come your Fighting Knights. And we caught it off the crowd, Mike. And then at 4:30, the pregame, you got about a half hour between the end of that Oklahoma State-Oregon game and the pregame for the D-backs and Red Sox. That's tomorrow on KNTR Sports and 94.3 and 100.5, 980 AM. Those games are not on the stream, by the way. Starting at 8:30 on Sunday morning until 10 a.m. is our, of course, pregame lineup. We got the fantasy forecast from Westwood One. Westwood One's NFL Preview and NFL Insider. All of those shows a half hour, starting at 8:30 on Sunday. And then your Arizona Cardinals at New Orleans. Hey, right, Bourbon Street. They don't have Tyrann Mathieu anymore, but that's where he was raised and, you know, went to LSU. And anyway, Tyrann Mathieu retired recently, by the way. He retired in the offseason from the Chiefs.
Wait, well, that's good.
The Honey Badger, you remember him.
The Honey Badger retired?
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, you've got the Cardinals at New Orleans. That's a 10 o'clock kickoff. You won't have much pregame there. Of course, Dave Pass on the call. It'll be interesting to see the replacement for Ron Wolfley. Wolf is not in the booth this year. Yeah.
No,
State ain't so. But
you will not hear Ron Wolfley this year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
I got that one down.
He's
kind of like a cartoon character of a football player, right, of a stereotypical player.
You really got to go after the pig and the A-gag.
All right. And at 1:25 kickoff, you got the Lions at Green Bay. We're carrying the Lions in Green Bay, man. That's going to be a great game.
How are the Lions going to do?
I don't know. But, you know, last year, without their first-round draft pick, what was his name? The kid from Michigan. I can't remember.
Well, it's not Brady.
No. Oh, man, he's a big white kid, and he's a kid at heart, too. And then a 4:30, not the kickoff, but the 4:30 pregame of Sunday Night Football, the Ravens at Buffalo. It's Sunday night. The Ravens at Buffalo. And then we have Monday Night Football as well, and that'll be the Minnesota Vikings at Chicago Bears, and, of course, going into the D-backs in progress at San Francisco. We got about a minute 28 at halftime. We probably should take this last break.
We should, and just now, Mojave's getting back on the field. We'll be right back. This is KNTRSports.com, 980 AM.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence, drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test so it runs. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. That's why a it's hard to stop a train.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Okay, that's enough. It's time to trim those nails. Oh, where did he go? Sparky, get over here.
Tired of chasing your furry friend, trying to trim those overgrown nails? Dog's coat resemble a wild jungle rather than a sleek fur coat? Your furry buddy in cahoots with the raccoons rummaging through the city trash? Bring it all to a Cut Above Grooming. Dirty dogs done dirt cheap. And the smelly cats, too. From teacup to woolly mammoth, a Cut Above does it all. Bath time, nail time, teeth brushing, flea and tick. It's a Cut Above, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
.com and 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. Play-by-play here, color commentary with Paul. We've got 21-13, Mojave leads, and now they put... Okay,
yeah,
here, let's
that's,
recap.
That's so, trickeration right there.
You know, clock trickeration.
Yeah.
Okay, so they put the 20 minutes on the clock for the halftime, and it gets down to 1 minute, and as we go to that break there, Mojave isn't even on the field.
No.
They come out. They're just coming out. They're out there on the track.
They're stretching with 30 seconds left.
30 seconds left. They're doing their stretching. They got to run from the hash mark to the sideline, I think, twice.
Uh-huh.
And then the horn blows. We're supposed to have a kickoff, and we were off there. Paul and I were talking. Are the referees going to throw a flag for delay of game at the half?
I didn't know they could do that.
Well, it's
I've never
delay
seen
of
it.
Game, right?
Okay,
if you're
yeah.
not on the field.
What do they do? Add 5 yards to the kickoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then all of a sudden, how much time did they put on the clock? So we have an extended halftime. So all you little football players out there, listen, you're going to have to ask your mom and dads to stay up late tonight.
You know, you were looking for number 5, Trip Burke, earlier. He is not on the sideline unless he's in plain clothes and I don't see him. I don't know. I'll have to get the word from Coach maybe on Speak Out next Thursday, find out what happened, because it doesn't look like he's going to be back in this game. So Halo Jump, it's his team.
It sure is, and he is doing a good job of leading the team.
Wow. They're really going to let it run down after they added 2 minutes to the clock. Now we're just waiting. It's a waiting game. Well, last week we had officials that didn't know how to pick up the tee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, can be challenging.
Yes, very, very, especially if you face plant into it.
Alejandro Ruiz is about to kick off for the Thunderbirds. 8-point game, 12 minutes on the clock as we get the second half underway. Nice run through the kick, little blooper to the 30-yard line, 31, 35, 40. He's got some room. He's out to the 50, out to the 45, the 40, stumbling forward. Looks like they're going to mark him out. Well, heaven knows where they're going to mark him out, Paul, but it could be anywhere from the 42 to the 38. Somewhere in there, he's going to be marked out of bounds. As Paul looks through his little cigarette glass binoculars.
Number 36.
Number 36 on the run.
Havasu, a great field position right now. They have a 36?
Nico Bailey.
There you go, Nico. Good job.
That was a good run. You know, and he was the short man
on that
kickoff because it was kind of a blooper. And with a run like that, you might be seeing him being moved back.
It wasn't Corbin Carroll, but he definitely had some wheels.
Yeah, they thought they were going to give it to a lesser man. Okay, here we go. Halo receives the snap. Nice little run up the inside, kind of tries to squirt outside. He's brought down after about a four-yard gain. That is number 14, Carter Devis.
24.
24?
Yeah, Tristan Andrade. Yeah, the small back.
He is small.
Yeah.
But his numbers are the same size as all the other players. Okay, from the shotgun. Handoff up the middle. Brought down by a defensive end and a lineman for Mojave after a gain of about two.
The Tristan Andrade show.
It's going to be, I think they got their marker wrong. It's going to be third and about three for the Fighting Knights.
So you and the scoreboard agree.
Which is nice for a change. Okay, three guys wide to the right. The snap, it's a little bit high. He throws it to the left. He bobbles it and can't bring it in. The throw was a little bit high. It was definitely catchable. And Cone Taylor wasn't able to bring it in.
Yeah, but he had pressure from number one Pedro Morentes on that one. And as he was coming by, the ball hit. Who'd you say was the receiver?
Cone?
It was like coincidental contact or incidental, like at the same time, and he just couldn't hang on with the ball. But
well,
number one, Pedro Morentes broke that up.
And if he would have caught it,
oh, yeah,
it was a touchdown.
For sure.
Okay, from the gun. Halo jump. Quick jump, and he throws it short this time.
Halo jump should have had a jump pass.
Needed a little more mustard on that.
Sorry about that.
You know what? We didn't agree because they called that fourth down.
What? I need to find out who is coming
Holy
in.
Holy mackerel.
Look at that. Joe Yoni has his own page.
On
Max
Prep. Me about that.
I sent you the link.
It's on Max Prep.
Yeah. He's a four-year starter.
He's been around.
Right.
I believe he's a member of the Yoni family that's been around the Valley forever.
Well, Joe Yoni's auto body.
It is. Okay.
Right.
Okay, Yoni with the snap, hands it off. We're squirting to the outside. He turns up field at the 40, the 39, and brought down in front of his own teammates there at the sideline.
It's like 24. Again, that's Jeremiah Huerta Perez.
You know, when you say he, as I recall, the Yonis aren't very tall.
You know,
but he is.
You know, it's funny. I should know that. I lived like two doors from them in Quail Run one time. Yeah, I should know that. But I don't. I always got out at night when the hot tub was hot, you know? There you go.
Second and eight for the Thunderbirds. Here's the snap. Hands it off. Goes right up the middle. The big kid across the 30. Across the 40 to the 45 to the 49. And that is going to be a first down for the Mojave Thunderbirds.
That's been a while since I've lived in that neighborhood, too. I'd say 20 years.
You've been down here doing the Havasu thing.
Not really. Kind of. I did the Fort Mojave thing for a while, in Vegas thing. So, it happened. I've been everywhere, like Johnny Cash.
Man. From their own 49, first and 10 for the Thunderbirds, leading 21-13 with 10:22 left in the third quarter. From the I formation and the shotgun. Hands it off to the big guy up the middle again. He's met. Turned back. Oh, my gosh.
Yoni is the keeper.
He kept it
a
fake, and he is all the way out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Yoni, great play action. Fooled Jim Chaney. How do you
did
do that?
Did it fool you?
It did fool me.
So I'm not alone.
And then he broke the edge, and, yeah, he was gone for another 20 yards.
And you know, Paul, there's nothing worse than feeling all alone in the press box.
Well, there was something with
it. But it was a very good thing.
Especially if you drink too much water.
Maybe that's why he got, kind of stood up there.
Right.
It was a fake and he wasn't expecting to actually, I never make him out like that.
That was great play action, though.
It really was.
Is there a penalty?
Wait a minute.
They brought this
and
one.
They bring it back.
They brought it back, all right.
And it's...
Is that a timeout on the field?
But it's still first and 10 at the 49. So what is the penalty?
I'm a little confused.
That is exactly where the markers were, Paul.
Is that a no play? Did they just... Yeah, looks like no play. I'm getting an explanation through glass, but I'm not getting it.
Hand off to the right side, met by the purple Haboob, and they are down at the 45. our stadium announcer was telling you what, Paul?
It was no play. I don't know. I think
no player.
I think
did you say it was holding?
Was it blown dead? Oh, holding up field. Gotcha. Okay, it was a holding penalty.
And so it's 10 yards from that spot,
right.
And that was at the 41.
How is it he can follow the game and we can't?
So they brought it back and redid the down, and it happened to be 10 yards back. Here's the snap. The tailback takes it on the handoff from Yoni. He squirts outside, and he is gaining yards along with a first down. He's going to have about 7-8 yards on that one. First down, Mojave T-Birds.
Mojave T-Birds are killing some clock here. Now down under 9 minutes in the third quarter.
Jeremiah Hertes Perez.
You know, Coach warned us about that, too. That they play a lot of possession football. A lot of run, you know, ground, what'd you call it? Chuck Noll, ground chuck?
Ground and pound.
Yeah, ground and pound with ground chuck.
First down, T-Birds. Jeremiah Herta Perez at the back of the formation. Yoni hands it off to number 27. He gets outside. He's got space. He's in open field. He dodges by one. He's inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line, and here comes the laundry. And that was late in the play. I'm going to say by the time he threw that flag, he was actually down. And let's see if we can determine what the call is here, Paul. They're pointing,
you know, there's
at
no,
Havasu.
There's no 27 on the
personal
roster.
Foul. Havasu.
Oh, boy. It must have been a...
So they're going to move
after
the change.
It was after the tackle. Maybe a taunt. I don't know.
A little frustration.
Yeah, for sure.
They are marching on him.
Well, both number 27 and Huerta Perez are quite a bit bigger than those linebackers and the safety.
The chains are down.
They're
because
tough to bring down.
First and goal from the 7. Yoni from the tee. Quarterback sneak, pushing and a shoving. Not a lot of tush push, and we have a false start. And...
False start on Mojave?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's going to back him up. Should put the ball at the 11 there. And at this point, Havasu needs all the help they can get.
Yeah,
there's plenty of time, but they are down by 8, and a touchdown here is going to hurt.
It's going to be beyond 2 scores, so that's a tough one. Well, you could get 2 touchdowns and 2-point conversions. That's 16 points. So, but, you know, with this score, if they score, they'll be down by 15.
I think I'd be handing it off to Herta if I was the Mojave.
For sure. He's huge. You want to see a man amongst boys almost. Uh-oh.
Fumble on the snap. And
that ball was blown dead.
A whistle.
It's a dead ball foul. I think he got another motion penalty. Somebody's not setting right.
The head referee actually looked over and his hands kind of went out like, what? and then he signaled a legal procedure there. So now the T-Birds are going backwards.
I've never reffed football, but I have reffed soccer. There's a point where you have to, like, let them play. But there's also a point where you want the game to be played correctly. So I get the false start.
From the gun. That's not Yoni. Long pass.
Oh.
That could have been picked off.
Yeah. And who's under it? Who do you think was under it?
Perry was playing quarterback on that.
You know who was under that pick who almost had it? It was Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson?
Yeah, again.
Is number 12. Is Yoni on the field? Number 12.
He's coming back in.
He's coming back in. Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, that's a little surprising.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe he had to be retaped or something. I don't know.
Maybe he got his fingers jammed on that snap.
Yeah, a competitor like that does not want to come out of the game. I guarantee you.
4 wide to the right for the T-Birds. Yoni in the shotgun. He's running left. Oh, he gets stuck.
That's a purple haboob right there.
Oh, nearly. Slammed him down. That was...
Did he keep Jackson down? Whoa, Nilly?
I always say that.
That was good. That was good.
I always say that.
That was Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nilly.
Wait till I pull out the Dick Invert.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We could have... What's his name? The former T-Backs announcer was... Tom Brenneman.
Tom Brenneman?
Oh, my, oh, my.
Well, Dick Enberg was. Oh, me, oh, my.
Oh, I remember. I remember well. NBC Sports.
They made him tone it down when he went national.
It seemed like every time there was a Charger game, Dick Enberg did that game. Every single time. He must have called 50 Dan
Fouts. 17, and one thing that the referees are doing, they are getting great height on these fights.
Yeah, right. Enberg must have called 50 Dan Fouts games, you know? Had to. Look, have we seen a play since the attempted interception?
No, we're hearing whistles.
Right.
And it's at the 22 now, third and goal from the 22. 21-13.
Yeah, sure.
Mojave
is
on top, but they're going backwards.
Yeah. The chain's been laying down for about 3 minutes.
The snap to Yoni in the gun. He steps back. He's looking to the right. He throws it up into a wasp nest, and it is intercepted. Takes it at the goal line. Decides to take it out. He moves to the right. He gets out to the 20.
Oh.
Another fumble, and this one comes right back to the Thunderbirds. Does he hold on to it? Might have scored it out there late, and it may be.
That was a
it
hit.
It may be Havasu's ball on a double fumble play.
Jim, that was a hit. No, it is Mojave ball.
Mojave got it back.
That was one heck of a hit at the 15-yard line. That ball squirted out another 5-6 yards, got recovered at about the 9.
Now, to be clear, when he intercepted that pass, it looked to me like he had one foot in the end zone and one out, so it wasn't a matter of that he could have downed it.
Right.
So he did run it back.
No, it was a good decision, and who knew he was going to get hit like that? That was
right.
A freight train, man.
And then after he gets fixed up that fumble, then
brutal.
He fumbled again. Holy mackerel.
Fumbleia, fumbleruski. Man.
Okay, well, now, why is it first down? Because...
Yeah,
because they had the ball.
Was that so that counts as a possession because he intercepted it? When you get the ball back after an interception on the same play, I don't know the rule. But that was a turnover, then another turnover on the same play. Two turnovers by both teams.
Coach doing some.
He's lobbying
there.
He's lobbying for sure.
Yes.
He's in his 25th year as the Fighting Knights head coach, Carl Thompson.
So he's seen a few games.
Yeah, he won't give us the definitive answer if he's going to retire or not. He says, I might do another season. So it's kind of an inside joke at the station.
Okay, it is first down, and at the 12-yard line. Here's the jump, and it's fumbled. Mojave tries to fall on it. They do. Two defenders for Lake Havasu right there, including number 9. That's Vincent. I don't want to say his last name.
For who now?
For Havasu, number 9, Vincent. Biantaka?
Biantaka, yes.
Okay.
Biantaka.
So.
Huerta Perez saved Mojave right there.
Both times here that Mojave has had first down in the red zone, they immediately go backwards. They do a great job of marching down the field, get down to the goal line, and start going backwards. Here's the snap.
Ooh.
Had a little trouble holding on to it. Number 24 taking it outside.
Whoa.
He's being held on to by the jersey, spun around and down at the 25-yard line.
Well, Deegan Perry, number 32, took the snap. Again, why Yoni didn't take it, I don't know.
And Jeremiah Herta Perez ended up with the ball.
Right.
And he's being swung around, being held by his jersey there.
But without Yoni on here he comes back in. Without Yoni on the field, they're marching backwards. So now they bring him in, and they're going to try to pull it out here on third down and, it's third and goal. No, it's almost. They're about 3 yards. If they get the line to gain, they'll have about 3 yards to get in the end zone.
Okay, we've got three wide to the left, one wide to the right,
man.
Over on the short side of the field.
These guys are attention. They didn't get any attention as kids, so now they're referees. I'm just saying, man.
Let's try to digest what just happened here. Because Yoni...
You don't see the ball go through his hands very often. You might have a point. There could be a little finger injury or something like that. When he went out in the first place.
Okay, the clock winds. Three wide left. Yoni takes the snap. It's clean. He steps forward.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Going up the middle, carrying the ball like a breadbasket, deep into the end zone.
Whoa.
Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, he caught it. He dug it out, but he caught it. That Mojave player, I didn't see the number.
That was a good 40 yards in the air. Kind of a cross-field pass.
I want to say 15. 15 is out there. That's Trisenorius.
Well, when they decided to go forward in the red zone, they finally decided to go forward in the red zone.
Well, Yoni was short on that pass. The receiver gets all the credit. He was literally on his knees and then still had to dig to get that ball. But he cradled it and got the six.
Mojave goes for one. The hole, it's blocked. And
yeah, somebody
it falls to the ground.
I was going to say, somebody tell the Havasu player, that was number 80, who caught the ball. He was going to run with it. Somebody tell him it's a dead ball after his point after. All right. Fighting Knights football brought to you by the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, representing clients in matters involving bankruptcy, personal injury, and wrongful death, business formation, commercial, and general litigation. Located inside the Woods Building on McCulloch Boulevard, they're actually a neighbor of Radio Central. In Lake Havasu City, visit KenMoyerLaw.com. That's KenMoyerLaw.com.
But if it's an issue of wrongful death, make sure you have somebody else call for you.
Oh, very good. Nice. Also brought to you by Havasu Style Recreation. This is the ultimate destination for marine and RV sales, service, parks, and accessories. Havasu Style Recreation is local family small business with unique products, not the same old stuff. No additional dealer fees ever. Visit HavaStyleRec.com. HavaStyleRec.com. I wonder how many people are out there listening to the broadcast that actually go on the internet after you say a website. I've always wondered that.
Six.
You think?
Here comes Alejandro Ruiz.
Somebody
with the kickoff for Mojave, now leading 27-13. The battle for the golden shovel. Another short.
That ball was out of bounds.
And it goes out of bounds to the right.
They're going to move the ball back.
They're going to re-kick. Or are they going to get it at the 35?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look up the rule on that.
The chain gang picks up the flags. They've been resting for a while. Well, because it was first and goal.
It was first and goal for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
The problem is you give them a stab at it enough, finally they're going to punch it in.
I think he had a half dozen penalties in that time, too. That was just brutal.
I mean, the referees were trying to do their part for Havasu.
Is that it? So you're a Chiefs fan, too, huh?
No.
Man. People are still talking about that not converted first down by the Buffalo Bills, you know?
Okay, here we go. Havasu, jump. Long pass down the right side. That's going to be
interference. Oh, yeah. Man.
And they could say it wasn't catchable.
Oh, give me a break.
But he was being mugged.
Right. Number 20. Is that 14 for Mojave? No?
No, you're
what
looking at 14
number?
For Havasu. That's Carter Devitt was being mugged.
By, is it 24?
Wait a minute. Number 5? Okay, that's their number 5.
It had to be Jade. No.
Alejandro Ruiz is number 5 for Mojave.
Or 26, David Zendejas. Somebody's got a mugshot after that play.
No,
that's all
do.
I'm saying. That's
it
a mugshot.
There was no way you could not call that.
Yeah.
He had him wrapped up like a wrestler.
That penalty was so blatant, there were fingerprints afterwards.
At the midline. Pass inside, and this one is good for Lake Havasu. It looks like about an 11-yard gain, and that throw was to Carter Devitt.
Carter Devitt playing great ball tonight. Halo Jump's starting to find a rhythm.
And it was a nice pass. It was on the money.
Right.
He had a nice run. The Mojave defender looks a bit shorter, and he's playing off.
Mojave jumps.
Well, Mojave jumped, but were they drawn?
Nope.
Nope.
I was over here on the left side.
They didn't give him a first down on that pass.
Right. Well, this is number 11, Corinthian Phillips.
You know,
it's interesting name. Here we go.
The chains are all screwed up. okay, we're running it around the left side and down to the 20-yard line.
That's number three.
The tees were not set.
Oh.
And the first down marker. Look what you see.
Yeah, the referees.
The marker, the guy with the marker, was at the wrong end of the chains.
Well, the referees didn't stop the play to reset the first down marker. Okay. But what happens to the play with Kyle Crow, who just went around the edge on the right side? Or left side? What's
well,
the
now
heck?
They've got first and down and eight. Okay,
right.
Well, we have some illegal
there we go.
Against Mojave.
You don't see that called very often. They're pulling out the rule book tonight.
You know, I'm going to have to go and get one.
Something. Yeah, submit it in your expense report.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Halo jump with the pass. A jump pass, and it's over the middle. Knocks off the defender. He is in the end zone. And the crowd goes wild at Lake Havasu.
That was one heck of a slant.
Let's check for laundry, and there isn't any.
Wow. 2:46 left in the third quarter. Havasu chipping away at it.
We now, got ourselves a ball game.
And it, depending on this point after, they could narrow it to 7. 27-19 right now. Uh-oh. That's like right next to our
rumbling.
It's right next to our microphone. They see it. All right.
Looking to the sideline, looking for a play. No huddle offense.
You got to go for one. Come on. I mean,
well,
I mean, why
go
would
for two?
Why? And you could narrow it to 7, and you have a kicking game.
Right,
I don't know.
You're right. You're right. You go for one.
Yeah, I would.
Even the referee wants to know what's going on. And I think that signal was, I don't know, and finger in the air in a circle.
Right.
Whoop-de-doo. There it is again.
There
whoop-de-doo.
It is. All right.
Okay. They're going to go for one. Mojave T-Birds jumping up and down, waving, trying to distract the kicker.
Oh.
It's a fake. He throws it out, and it is out of the end zone.
Just going to call the name Jay Deacon, the holder, number 25. And then he throws an incomplete pass.
And he was open.
Yeah, his receiver was open. Let's go ahead and take a break, Jim.
This is KNTRSports.com, 980 AM.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
We're back, KNTRSports.com, 980 AM. We are live in Lake Havasu. It's 27-19 after the failed extra point, a fake, with 2:46 left in the third quarter.
Just getting ready to call Jay Deacon's name as a holder, just to get his name on the air. And he stands up with the ball? How dare he?
Throws the pass.
Yeah.
Man was open, overthrew him a little bit out of the end zone. Havasu will kick off here.
That was some trickeration.
The deep man for Havasu, Mojave, is at the 17-yard line. So they're moving him up quite a bit there. Here's the kick from the 40. It's up in the air. He'll step up. Up, short man gets it at the 22. Moving over towards the middle of the field and gang tackled there by the Fighting Knights.
Pedro Morente is the up man who caught that one. He's a 5'8 senior, 170.
Brian Sowell there. Looks like he was having some words with some of the Mojave players. Wanting to see what they were doing after the game.
Trevor Thompson in the game. This is the first time I've seen him go out for defense number one. So
Spencer
coach is starting
Ibarra, Chalk trotting off the field with his tee.
So
the lonely trot for a kicker.
Spencer Ibarra plays a lot of positions, though. So
he had to pick up his own tee.
Right.
It's not like pro ball where you have somebody else run out there and pick it up. Okay, T-Birds with the football. 27 yards.
Can you imagine in high school, 120 pounds? That's Spencer Ibarra.
Here we go, the snap from the tee. 27 on his fingertips, and it looks like he picked it up. and intercepted there by number 14, Carter Devitt.
Linesman is cradling his hands just like it was a pick.
That is a big interception at the 29 or 30-yard line.
That was big time, Jim.
And all of a sudden, we got ourselves a football game.
Yeah.
Well, we had a football game all along, but
8-point lead. Gee, I'm telling you, they should have gone for the one. They'd be down by seven.
Now,
it'd be a no-brainer.
Right.
It'd be a no-brainer. I don't agree with that last call, Coach, but, you know, that's how it goes. We're recording the game also so people can go back to the website and listen later. You could critique yourself.
That might be a problem.
Why is that? You don't have internet?
No.
You're your worst critic?
Well, yes.
Is that it? Yeah.
And there's been so many calls that were hard to explain here.
All right.
And maybe I've been a little too critical.
KNTRSports.com. We'll have that posted as soon as we can get to it.
Jump. That's a backwards pass. Oh. He flips. Elbow is down. He continues to run and gets up to the 38 and flips the defender over him.
They let the play go. I don't think his elbow touched him.
They did let it go, but they're going to mark it that back down.
Oh,
his elbow went down.
Yeah. I thought it was his hand only, but yeah.
I saw an elbow, and I didn't have the cigarette case binoculars.
No, you didn't.
With the fancy focus knob.
What is this brand anyway? Yeah. Astron. That's Astron. This was like Astro, but Astron. Just saying. They're probably, you know, I probably got them at some...
I wonder if they're still in business.
Estate sale or something.
Halo jump all alone in the shotgun. We've got three wide to the left, two wide to the right. One deep safety takes the snap, steps forward,
man.
Little out pass, and he is met, smacked right in the chops right there.
Man, his grandfather felt that one.
Ouch.
Man.
That
I mean, he caught the ball and got stood up, but he held on to it.
He kept his eye on the ball.
Yeah.
He never saw him coming.
Well, he kept one eye on the ball, and the other eye was flying out of the helmet.
And maybe that's been one of the factors here is these kids from Havasu have been seeing the Mojave kids from Bullhead coming at them.
Right.
And not able to hold on to the ball. Here.
Well, they're not moving the ball forward. It's, what, third down and about 15, 16?
Yeah. Halo jump has company in the backfield. Two to the left. Two wide to the right. One really wide to the right. He's looking downfield to the left. This gets down to the 5-yard line. Might have been intercepted. Knocks it down.
Was not intercepted.
Bringing up fourth down.
Number one back there, Pedro Morentes. He seemed to be calling his name a lot tonight for Mojave.
It's going to be fourth and about 15, and they're going to go for it. Too far for a field goal, not far enough to punt. Halo jump takes the snap. He looks to the right.
Nice.
Spins around. Avoids the tackle. He's got some wheels. Throws it down.
Oh.
He makes the catch, but did he get a foot down? Referee says no.
Even if he caught that, it's not a first down. He was 5 yards short.
But, you know, that would have been a 10-yard gain.
Yeah. Right.
You always like to give yourself a...
One thing about Coach Carl Thompson, is that when his team is on the other side of the field, like in Mojave territory, he will rarely punt. Rarely. Even at the 49.
Well, you got four downs. You could use them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it looks like Mojave's going to take over on downs, so still shows four.
And he almost 16. Made the catch.
Yeah.
He did make the catch. He was almost in bounds.
It would have been about a fourth and four had he caught that.
First and 10 for the T-Birds, now leading 27-19 with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. From the gun, handoff up the middle.
Oh, boy.
He's got room, and there is nobody in the way other than the referee. Now he gets caught up to because he's dragging every player on the field. Look at those legs, grinding, turning, and he turns all the way out to the 38-yard line of Lake Havasu.
For those of you who remember the Houston Oilers and Earl Campbell right there.
Ooh, wow.
That's Huerta Perez. He's got some yards tonight.
That would be a highlight film run.
You remember when he ran over? Was one of the Youngbloods who took a jersey? They took his jersey, but Campbell just kept running.
You're accusing the Youngblood of being run over?
Oh, ball? Yeah, by Earl Campbell, for sure. That's nothing to be ashamed
that's
of.
That's sinful. Okay, first down after an excellent run there by Mojave.
Oh, that's going to be the end of the quarter.
End of the quarter. Joe Yoni leading his team to a 27-19 lead.
And what are they playing for, Jim?
They are playing for the Golden Shovel.
That's it. We're going to take a one-minute break.
KNTRSports.com, 980 AM.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
KNTRSports.com, 980 AM, Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. And we are broadcasting live from Lee Barnes Stadium here in beautiful Lake Havasu City. The sun is down and the Mojave T-Birds are up 27-19. Joe Yoni, the quarterback, he's got friends at his side and a tailback. He hands it off to the left. He cuts right. And there will be maybe 1 yard. Nice defensive play, a group effort by the Fighting Knights.
So you want to hear about the weirdest tradition in Vegas sports?
Well, you know,
I went to one of the high
schools. We're playing for the Golden Shovel.
Yeah.
But your high school.
We played for the Bone.
The Bone.
The Bone game. Yeah, Sir Herkimer's Bones.
Sir Herkimer's Bones.
I'll tell you more about it in a minute. But, yeah, Vegas High has the edge right now because Rancho is more or less a magnet school for aeronautics. But, anyway, yeah, we'll get to that in a sec.
Yoni waiting for the snap. Takes the handoff, looking for the pass. He scrambles to the left, steps back.
Oh.
He's in trouble. He's trying to get away, and he won't. Loss of about 3 yards on that play, and that means good coverage.
So
on behalf of the Fighting Knights, Sir Herkimer's Bone.
Look at this thing. If you Google it, Sir Herkimer's Bone, it's a bronzed.
They bronzed the bone.
It's a bone. I think it's a calf or a cow. It was donated by a butcher shop, Lake, and Las Vegas High has a dominant record, most recently winning 26 straight times before a 44-0 victory in 2023. The tradition began in 1957 and features a bone as a trophy for the winner of the state's longest-standing high school football rivalry. Vegas and Rancho. That's it.
Back to the Golden Shovel game. Yoni takes it, spins on a little pitch there and gets some nice yardage, but the problem is, we're at 3rd and 15. He gains 5. It looks like we're going to have 2nd and 9. Havasu really needs to stop here with 10 minutes and 10 seconds left now that we're into the fourth quarter, 27-19.
Hey, can I mention we actually got the bone my senior year? That was 1982. Yeah, we kept the bone. Or we got the bone back. So, yeah.
Of course, I like playing for the pig. Iowa and Minnesota. Floyd
Rosedale.
Oh, is that
what they do? Nice.
Floyd of Rosedale.
Nice.
Here's the snap. Yoni drops back from the gun, throws it outside. He's open. Goes to his knees and makes the catch. Coach is over there asking for a first down. I don't know if he had it. The chain gang seems to think he has. And now the umpire signals it is, in fact, a first down.
It looked like it from here, but this is not a great angle. I don't know. Maybe they gave the crew, you know, lottery tickets before the game. Who knows?
Well, it's a big jackpot.
It is.
The snap, the handoff, up the middle, banging heads, banging linebackers, and comes down about 5 yards downfield. And they're just chewing it up now in Mojave.
Mojave's in ground and pound mode for sure. 9:15 and counting on the clock, and Mojave's in no hurry. You know, they can use the game clock, the play clock. That's what Havasu did last week in Flagstaff. They used every second of the play clock towards the end. And it was a close game. It was 21-12 for the final, but it was a lot closer than that against Gila Ridge. Here comes Mojave.
Here come the T-Birds. Trevor Thompson, number one, way out wide right. The snap to Yoni. He hands it off. We're going up the middle. No, he's going to cut outside. Now he's turning upfield. There's Laundry on the field. He heads towards the end zone. He's down at about the one-yard line.
It's got to be a holding penalty. It's right there on the 20-yard line near the line of scrimmage.
Nice run there by Jeremiah Herta Perez of Mojave.
He's been just turning it on all night. That's a good player.
Oh, he is. But we got that yellow thing.
He's also limping. Looks like he's going to the sideline. That's a break for Havasu.
Yeah, he's a little.
Yeah, this one's coming. This one's coming back. Yep, looks like holding. Holding on the offense. It was right in that area. Timeout.
27-19, 8:35 in the fourth quarter. It's second down. It's out. Look at this, Paul. He's the marker. Is,
yeah.
Well, he's moving because of the penalty. Okay. So it's going to be second down and about 14.
I thought we were taking a break. It sounded like there was it must have been an official's timeout.
You could see I was winding in into commercial there.
Right.
Okay. Spread formation from the gun. Yoni, three linebackers. He looks right.
Oh.
He ducks down inside, spins around, trying to get some room. Ooh, the late hit coming in there by number 23 for the Fighting Knights. That was a good, solid hit to put an end to that run. That's Ashton Gibbon, the linebacker, 6'4", 195.
Well, the first one that held him up, the Havasu defense, somebody put was almost a horse collar tackle on. They held him up, and then they got him.
And
then two more mugged him. So
I don't know if our listeners could hear the way you smack your hands together, but that's exactly what happened. It was a smack down.
Right.
Third down now for Mojave. Really need a stop here to stay in the game for the Fighting Knights. Golden shovel on the line. I love the trophy. When I moved out here and I heard they played for the golden shovel between Bullhead City and Lake Havasu, I like that. That's, you know, it represents the history of the area. And then you throw in that they were used for the groundbreaking because they broke ground at both high schools on the same day back in 1974.
Yeah, I need to get that date. I was doing PA for one of the games here way back in the day. I don't know, it was about 2010, 2009 maybe. And it was this game. It was the Golden Shovel game. And Havasu won it that year. They were a much bigger team, too. And after the game, it's just a mob. Shovel, shovel. And they're, you know, holding it up. And it was a great moment for them, for sure.
Where is the shovel? Do they have it?
It should be on the sideline over on the Mojave side since they have it. It'll be in a case. So, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it is gold, and it is a shovel.
Did they gold leaf it? Or just paint it gold?
I don't know. Whatever they do, like the county, they use, you know, for groundbreaking. Whatever they do for that. So it's out of a group.
Oh, it's like one of those. Okay.
Yeah, one of those. Exactly. You've seen all those, you know, like Don Laughlin groundbreaking type things.
Yeah.
It was like that. I'm going to get on that. I'm going to put my crack research team on that one. See who, see what year that was. I mean, I know what year it was. See what day it was.
Okay, the snap. Yoni goes back, and now he tries to scamper up the middle, but he's brought down by number 82 from Lake Havasu City. Drew Passmore, 6'1", 190. The cornerback. And they needed that stop. That's going to make it fourth, and about 17. So that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Fighting Knights. Or shall I say the King?
The King.
The King.
Oh, we have a King.
They're the Fighting Knights.
Yeah, we don't have a queen anymore. We have a king.
Yeah.
King Charles. How did that happen? Doesn't he have a spaniel?
Oh, it's by birth. Okay, here's the snap. Yoni drops back. He looks down deep to the 7-yard line, throws it out of bounds. And number one, Pedro Marantis, didn't have a shot at that one. So that is going to turn the ball over to the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights with 6:54 in the fourth quarter. They're trailing 19-27 against the Mojave High School Thunderbirds of Bullhead City. a battle for the river. I was looking for the score. Next week, let's see, Havasu, we are playing Lee Williams, right? Lee Williams tonight is playing Kingman. So that's a Kingman rivalry. You know, they're in different divisions, so but you get these out-of-division rivalries. So it's always good fun. Kingman, Bullhead, Laughlin, River Valley, everybody wants to be the champ of the valley.
Hold on, I'm getting, you know what?
There's the handoff up the middle, and we're going to have about a three-yard gain. Yes, sir.
I got to correct a news story. This is terrible. I have a correction. It was 1969. It says September 8th, 1969 was the groundbreaking for Havasu and Mohawk.
1960. I was wondering about that because we interviewed the Laughlin boys.
Maybe that
nice pass from Halo Jump to number 12, Luke Johnson. That is a big gain down to the 40-yard line of Mojave. Just what they needed, just when they needed it. Here's the snap. Halo Jump hurrying up. He ducks inside. He's being drugged to the ground. He had to get rid of it. There was really nobody there. He had kind of three receivers in the area, and he just kind of threw it in between all three.
Right.
But no interception there. Yeah, because there was a story Danny Laughlin was talking about.
That was a good interview. I enjoyed that.
I did, too.
It's River Founders Radio. It's the first Monday of the month.
There was no Laughlin High School, so he had to ride. There was no bridge. Dad hadn't built the bridge yet. So he had to ride his 120 motorcycle around Davis Dam and catch a bus to go to high school
in Kingman. Yeah, in Kingman, yeah.
And I asked him, what would you do if you were late? There's the snap, Halo Jump, jump pass.
Oh,
little bit high and over the head of number 12, Luke Johnson. Couldn't get a hold of that one. That'll bring up second and 10.
If he was late, Betty would make him go out and get a switch. That's what happened.
Well, he had to go.
Right?
Pretty much.
Betty Laughlin probably didn't mess around. Yeah.
As he said, I asked him, you know, was Dad strict with you boys? And they sit there and they both kind of drop their heads.
Yeah, then you know.
They both dropped their heads and they said, well, what was it Dad used to say? This is not a democracy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don kept them in line.
Mr. Laughlin and I would take great friends, but he would say, hello, Paul.
Here's
who I was.
Snap, number 24, up the middle, and he's going to get on out there for about 7 yards. That's going to bring up a fourth down and three. Looks like a generous mark, maybe two.
And you worked at the Riverside. That was one thing about
I never worked at the Riverside.
I thought you dealt there.
No.
Oh.
No, I did. I used to announce events.
But that was one thing about the Riverside. You just never called him Don on Poppy. It was Mr.
Halo. Halo Jump from the shotgun. Little pass, and we have more flags on the play.
He
does make the catch.
He was mugged.
Luke Johnson getting mugged on the play but making the catch. Now,
the penalty is going to be
where
on
he's standing.
Trice and Urias.
It is against them, against Mojave.
Yeah.
You know, so I asked the Laughlin boys, if you were late, did you have to ask Dad to fly the helicopter up
there? You go.
They made it clear that was absolutely out of the question.
Did he have he had the Bell Jet Ranger by then?
You know, they were both pilots, Betty and Don.
Really?
Pilots. Yeah.
So you had Danny on and who? I didn't recognize the other brother.
Both.
Oh. I didn't recognize the name.
Here we go. Halo Jump, and he hands it off up the middle. He started to go outside, turned back inside, and that's going to be good. They still aren't.
So I got a question for you regarding that. I hate to beat the dead horse here, but how do you guys pick who's on the show? As far as the Bullhead Founders. Yeah.
Well, you know, you kind of know who they are. Here we go. Halo Jump from the shotgun. Looks like I've repeated the last play, but this time he heads straight up the middle. And we might get 1 or 2 yards out of that. Getting up slow is number 24, I believe, Tristan
Andrade.
Andrade.
Yeah. Yeah, the last one I heard were the McCormick. So, the show with the McCormick. It was Olivia and John.
And they built that beautiful outdoor...
the pavilion?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. At Gary Keith Park. Yeah. Olivia's done wonders with that park. It's really
from
nice
the
looking.
Gun. Halo jump, quick pass.
Oh, no,
and that
come
might
on.
Be interference. He might have
How
got there a little bit early, but I don't see it.
Wow. He's got whiplash, man. That was...
Do you think he was early?
I thought he was early, yeah.
I thought he was a touch early.
It was. If he wasn't, that was really well timed.
This is a big play. Fourth down. We've got 4 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game. It's 27-19. On all the Havasu players, no huddle offense
on the
all
Mojave
game
10.
Long. Looking over to the coach, trying to get the play at the Mojave 10-yard line. Thank you, Paul, for throwing that in there. They now get in the set position. Halo jump to take the snap. Here's a little, that's a reverse pass. He's looking downfield. He has a man at the 5. He gets down to the 3, maybe 2-yard line. It will be a first down for the Fighting Knights.
Man, I was going to say trickeration because it was. But, I mean, he had maybe 3 yards to play with. And
well, it was a hullabaloo.
A hullabaloo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it was a reverse pass. Good thing he caught it because that would have been a horrible fumble. First and goal for the Fighting Knights. Halo jump takes the pass. Ooh. He's under pressure. He ducks out of it. Big guy can't bring him down. Into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
It is. Unbelievable.
See any laundry on the field?
I thought the play was dead.
I thought he called it dead. They're talking about it now.
I thought
official.
It looked like they called the play dead at around the 12-yard line.
Trying to protect the quarterback, and then he throws a touchdown.
Wait a minute, here we go. You got a
holding
on the offense.
On the offense.
Ah, man. I didn't see a flag.
Oh, yeah. I thought I saw one, but I don't see where it is on the ground now.
Well, Halo jump was in the grasp of a Mojave player when he threw that pass, and the receiver had it on the G in the end zone.
And he did a little juggling receiver.
What? But he was wide open. Well, it wasn't put right on his hands, but... I don't know, maybe he was so surprised that he got out of it.
Now they're marking the ball at the 12-yard line after the hold. Again, first down. 3:51 left in the game.
That's first and goal. That was a 10-yard loss.
Trailing by 8.
On that penalty.
Halo jumped to take the snap.
Oh, Bobby jumpers.
He
jumped
was going
again.
Backwards.
He jumped again.
Number
11.
Okay,
on
number 11.
Defense. Yeah.
Oh, on the defense?
Yeah, he even looked at his – was like, oh, it was me. Oh, yeah.
Kyle Crow for Lake Havasu, he took off towards us here in the press box, and he took off quickly, but he was going backwards. So it's okay, and I think that's where they threw him offside. Back to the plate. First down. Hands off in the middle. Accelerates to the middle and can't. Kyle's loose there.
Kyle Crow once again.
Down to about the 5.5-yard line, maybe the 6.
Almost to the original line of scrimmage.
And
almost.
The clock is ticking. 3:34. Halo jump takes the snap. Again, right up the middle, trying to run it up the gut. This time down to about the 2-yard line. Almost one of those situations where you don't want to score too fast because you don't want to leave Mojave a lot of time.
And do you
want to get the or you want to go fast in case you fail on your 2-point conversion?
And do you want to throw the ball down there?
Well, it stops and it stops the clock. He got tripped up in the backfield, but he staggered forward to about the 1-yard line. And
now 3 minutes and counting.
Number 69.
That's a fourth down.
Kind of slowly there. That's
this is fourth
Smith,
and goal.
Big dude number 69.
And
6
this is fourth and goal, and they are not slowing down to talk
fourth
about
and
it.
Goal at one, not calling a timeout. The snap. Nobody in the backfield. He looks to go in the middle. He's trying to shove it in there, and he ain't gonna get it.
Defense hold.
We've got a bunch of happy Thunderbirds.
Got a lot of happy
dancing
Thunderbirds
off the field towards their sideline.
You got a lot of happy Thunderbirds fans on the other side of the field.
And we've got disappointed Fighting Knights pulling off their chin straps.
Yep. So let's
that hurt. Now you really need that safety we were talking about earlier.
27-19 and 2.5 minutes left.
So I don't care. You know, both teams are passing all the time. Well, that's not really totally true.
Right.
If they run it, I don't care what they do. I'm blitzing.
It's all or nothing.
This has been a good game
for a rivalry game with the status and the intensity that this one has. It's really been a clean game, Jim.
No fights.
No.
Okay, they're from the tee, and just going to try to get it out of the end zone, and...
Need some breathing there. There's another flag.
Great height on that flag, Paul. That ref's got a good arm.
Look at that, I got a fan down there.
Not that he...
He's on the Kiwanis board. Yeah, this is a... People starting
like
to leave already.
They're going to back up. I wouldn't be leaving.
Yeah, this
look
is,
at this. It, now,
right.
That was on Mojave, so they're marking the ball almost at the goal line.
And there's 2.5 minutes and only an 8-point lead by Mojave. 27-19. They're saying 1st and 10. Didn't they just run a play?
Yes, and there was a penalty.
Oh, it's half the distance.
And you
got
can see the marker over there is 1 yard behind the chain.
Right.
So it's really 1st and 10.
Wow,
button.
This is not good territory to be in.
Half the distance, goal to snap.
Ooh.
Hands off. Ooh. That might be the safety.
That is a safety.
It is a safety. That
up
is
then.
What we were looking for.
Yeah.
Hey, all you have to do, fans that were leaving, you
Ooh.
Need to get back in here. We got ourselves a big finish coming up for the Golden Shovel
yes.
with 2:26.
Yeah, guess what happens in a safety, folks? It's 27-21 now, and they get the ball back.
That's right.
Havasu gets the ball back on a free kick.
Yes.
It's like a punt. Exactly.
Well, they could tee it up, but they often punt it.
One of these days, they're going to change the scoreboard to say 27-21. There it is. 2:26 left. Jim, this is going to be close, man.
Holy mackerel.
Whoa.
And the Havasu fans are loving it. Is that a coach that jumped the fence there?
Yeah, he sure did.
Did he come from the press box and he's running down to the coach?
I don't know.
It was a nice leap over the chain link fence from the stand.
What is going on there?
Did they lose
the right next to our mic.
There?
Wow, it's right next to our mic.
Well, he's out there on...
Okay. So where's the,
an intense conversation
so where does the free kick take place? At the 30?
35-ish? 20, isn't it?
I don't... Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, that's where he's standing, yes. The referee is standing at...
Of
the back judge.
But...
Yep.
You've got Havasu lining up at the 40.
Right.
The first line of defense. And the deep receivers are at the 25 and 23-yard line.
That's way too deep for... I'm just saying.
That would be a long kick.
Yeah, that would be maybe if you're playing Iowa.
Iowa has good kickers, Paul.
That's what I mean.
Kickers and tight ends.
That's Iowa City, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's in Des Moines?
Drake.
Drake is in Des Moines. Okay. So we have a gentleman here in Havasu with the Marine Corps League, Russ Mascari. His grandson was that point guard for Drake that was shooting the lights out in the end.
Is he going to Iowa this year? They're all transferring.
I don't know.
Okay, here's the kick.
No,
it's up in the air. He takes it at the 26. He's past the 40 to the 50. Cuts outside. Little number 6 inside the 40 to the 35 of Mojave. And that is great field position for the Havasu Fighting Knights. Wow. And I just want to reach out this press box.
Spencer.
And yank all these people.
Yeah.
See those red taillights leaving the game.
Well, hopefully they're listening on 980 AM.
Oh,
Spencer Amaro with a great return.
Absolutely
great return.
I hope at the gate they just let him back in because they should be coming back in.
No, but the Mascari kid that played for Drake, I think he had a 47% three-point percentage. 3-point. And they went to the,
NCAA.
NCAA March Madness. And I think he's
was
going,
embarrassing for
I think
Iowa
he's playing for the Sun D team, the D League team. I believe so. He was a senior last
year. Okay, 1st and 10 at the 38 of Mojave.
Right.
Here's Halo jump. He fires over the middle. It gets tapped up and tipped up and goes over the head, falls down around the 10-yard line. And the
no
referee is going to jog over and pick it. What?
No flags on the play.
Are we allowing that? Okay.
That's it.
It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 38 of Mojave. 2:14 on the incomplete pass. The clock stops. Halo jump with one friend in the backfield. 3 receivers to the left. 1 to the right. He's way out wide here on this side. trying to draw him off, it looks like. Here's the snap. He rolls out left. He's looking deep. He's got one man, throws an interception. Bobby has the ball. He's past the 40, back to the 50, and brought down at the 50-yard line. His helmet comes off, and he threw a punch.
What?
He threw a punch.
Number 32?
He's down on his back, pulls his helmet off. I think he pulled it off himself, and then threw a punch. Number 32 for Mojave, and Deegan Perry, 6'1", 180. And, you know, if you're a football player and you're going to fight, leave the helmet on.
Right. Hey, I got an update from Chase Field.
Something happening over there?
Diamondbacks 10, Red Sox 5. That's the final.
Wow.
That's the final, baby. D-backs now at 500, 71-71.
Now, that did bring out the laundry, and we have to determine what's going to happen. It is a personal foul. It is on Mojave. Another personal foul on Lake Havasu. So those will offset. So maybe he didn't take his helmet off.
You just don't want
to. Maybe the Havasu, it yanked his, pushed his helmet off.
All right.
And then he punched him.
You know, go figure. We're saying how clean of a game it was. And then boom. And then boom. Yeah, it happens.
Well, it's a rivalry. It's the golden shovel. It's important.
Right.
You know, it's one of those games, you go to these schools, it matters forever. Handoff, number 27 going up the middle for Mojave, and he is going to get himself about 6 yards and going to eat up some clock. And I believe we are calling a timeout just to stop the clock, because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty for Mojave here when it was looking really good.
I wonder who the Yuma Criminals have as a rival and what they play for. You know, like the Golden Handcuffs or something like that, right? I'm just curious.
The Golden Handcuffs.
Just saying. That sounds a little weird, doesn't it? Anyway,
the golden broken rock.
We can we should probably mention that Fighting Knights football is brought to you in part locally by City Maytag, one of our new sponsors. City Maytag in Lake Havasu is more than just appliances; it's family with top brands and unbeatable service. I wonder if they have a guy who just sits there all day too, like the Maytag repairman.
Yeah.
Refresh your home the right way and. Yeah, refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on only at City Maytag. Visit citymaytag1.com. citymaytag1.com. There you go. 911 Lake Havasu Avenue. Go ahead.
And we are back. That's not Yoni at quarterback. Takes the snap. Number 27 goes to the left. He is wrangled down by Perez. And a couple of other Lake Havasu Knights. The clock is, we calling another timeout here because the clock is not running.
We can go ahead and take one ourselves.
So, okay.
All right.
This is KNTRSports.com, 980 AM.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa, every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Third and 5 from the shotgun. He just goes right up the middle, and he's brought down about 3 yards short of the first down. 1:42 on the clock. The clock stops. We have another timeout. And if one thing has happened here, good clock management on behalf of the defense. We've now got a minute 42 with a fourth down situation.
Yeah, very good clock management by Coach Thompson.
Yeah.
Man, this is, yeah, I didn't even realize it.
6-point game, thanks to the safety.
I mean, how much time went off the clock since the Knights had the ball last? Not much.
Not much.
Right.
Running play, timeout. Running play, timeout. Running play, timeout.
Hmm. You have to wonder why Mojave went conservative like that with only, you know, a 6-point lead.
Well, you don't want to pass and stop the clock.
Risk a turnover.
You got this big running back who's been dragging players down the field.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
Where's the Perez?
Right now.
Right.
Okay, he hasn't on this set of downs. But he has been tenacious early on. Okay, we are back.
Fourth and four.
From the gun. Man in motion across. He takes the handoff, takes it himself up the middle. He's across, and he gets a first down.
It's over. I think it's over.
Yeah. And
all they have to do is milk the play clock, right?
Some happy T-Birds over there.
Wow. Yoni, you know, if they keep the shovel, which it looks like they will, Yoni will have had his sophomore, junior, and senior year. That's big.
That is big.
Because Havasu had the shovel for many, many, many years.
Yeah. There were some years Mojave didn't have good teams.
Well, and it's surprising. I'm not really surprising that they do now, but Bullhead City is very much in soccer mode, not football mode, right? There's a big push for soccer, AYSO, and, of course, the Mojave College soccer teams now.
I don't know. ASO, they don't keep scores, so I don't think.
Oh, they don't?
Scores.
Oh,
well,
wow.
For the
I didn't
ones.
Know. We used to when I reffed. I didn't play
for
ASO.
For the little kids?
No. I reffed under 12s, under 14s. Well,
I can't read what. Can you read what their signs say? Can you get your binoculars out?
No, I can't. Which one are you interested in?
They've got a bunch of big signs.
They look like sponsor signs. Oh, those. Wow.
And the clock is going to run down.
Wow.
Mojave holds on to defeat the Fighting Knights 27-21. It was Bullhead City against Lake Havasu City for the Golden Shovel, and the Golden Shovel is staying in Bullhead City at Mojave High with a 27-21 victory. As the players go across the field shaking hands, a rivalry game, and we only had one punch thrown.
Yeah, right. I want to thank the sponsors, especially for helping us bring you Fighting Knights football, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Mojave College, David Rose for Arizona House, Perfection 2 Detail, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, Havasu Pest Control, Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, by Mercury Air, Havastyle Recreation, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply. Yes, there's more. We have a record number this year. Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, and, of course, Perfection to... Oh, I already mentioned it. Perfection to Detail. Jim, been a pleasure.
It's been... Hey, thank you for letting me do this. Thanks to Steve Greeley for letting me do
this.
Yes. It's fun.
All thanks to the Greeley.
Gotta love high school football.
Yes.
And thanks to all the sponsors for making it happen.
All right, don't forget, folks.
You're doing the game next week?
I am not. It'll be Steve and Bill Beckman from right here at Lee Barnes Stadium. It'll be Lee Williams, the
new school in Kingman, which is the old school.
Kind of new.
With the great story about the graveyard.
We're not going to get into that. We got to go.
We do.
Lee Williams.
There's the shovel.
Are they the miners? What is? I can't remember.
They are the volunteers.
The volunteers. The ball.
Lee Williams was the fire chief with the disaster.
This is big. You can hear it. You probably hear the crowd from Bullhead on our ambient microphone there. All right. From Lee Barnes Stadium, the final score, 27-21, Mojave over Lake Havasu. Havasu now drops to 1-1 on the season. I don't think that's official, though. I think last week was a scrimmage.
I don't think so. It's on Max.
Oh, it is. Max Preps Cabinet. So they're 1-1, probably dropping the power rankings a little bit. Mojave came into the game, what, four?
Five.
Number five in their conference.
Five in 4A.
In 4A
and number
state.
47 in state.
Oh, okay. And they went to state last year. So, all right, we're going to take our last break, send it back to sports programming. And I think the Diamondbacks are in the postgame show. So, Jim, thanks. Good job.
Hey, thank you, Paul. We'll see you again here soon.
All right. Thanks, folks. Have a safe night and a safer weekend.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test so it runs. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. That's why it's hard to stop a train.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form. Because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care. Right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.